Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul. As always, thanks so much for joining us today on the Drivecast. We're going to be in Ezekiel 37, and I'm going to start reading in verse 23. Again, as we're in this Advent season, looking forward, looking toward the birth of Jesus. Ezekiel 37:23 says this, "They shall not defile themselves anymore with their idols and their detestable things, or with any of their transgressions, but I will save them from all the backslidings in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God." Several things that were, as I was studying this and reading this and just sort of meditating on it a bit, several things that I was just encouraged by. One, it first says they will not defile themselves anymore with their idols and their detestable things, or with their transgressions. And so in this, we get this promise that because of the birth of Jesus and through the birth of Jesus, and then, of course, then therefore through faith in Christ, we can live different lives. We can have lives that are no longer marked by perpetual, continual sin, but we can, through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, be regenerated. We can have new minds that think about new things. We no longer have to live the lives that we lived when we were once in the dominion of darkness, as the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 2. And then he says, "But I will save them from all the backslidings in which they have sinned." Interesting phraseology there, this concept of backsliding. I don't know about you, but I feel like at times we can get into these patterns that we were freed from and we lived living in freedom from, and then all of a sudden it feels like, wait a minute, why am I going back to this? Well, this passage says that we can be saved from those backslidings, and the word save here is the word rescued or ransomed. And the idea we get here is not that we're going to be perfect, but that even when we do make mistakes, even when we do backslide, we are rescued from the penalty and the punishment of that backsliding. And that's not to say that we should backslide, as Paul says in Romans 6, "Shall I go on sinning? By no means." But the promise is, as Ezekiel 37:23 continues, that we will be cleansed, it says, "and will cleanse them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God." And so then the question, of course, then is, well, how does all of that happen? How have all of those wonderful promises happen? Verse 24, "My servant David shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall walk in my rules and be careful to obey my statutes. They shall dwell in the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, where your fathers lived. They and their children and their children's children shall dwell there forever, and David, my servant, shall be their prince forever, and I will make a covenant of peace with them, and I shall be an everlasting covenant. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will set them in their land and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore." And so here it might sound a little bit confusing of like, okay, well, how is David going to be our king forever? Well, David here is representative of Jesus. Jesus will rule us forever. Jesus, we can trace his family lineage back to King David. And so in this, it's also then pointing us toward the moment we place our faith in Jesus, we enter into eternal life. Jesus says, "Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And so when we place our faith in Jesus, we are entering into the kingdom of God today. We are already citizens of the kingdom of heaven. As we await the not yet, we await the future, complete and total fulfillment of this kingdom. But even today, when we live under the reign and the rule of Christ, we are living in the kingdom of God. These promises are true for us today through faith in Christ. And so I want to encourage us then, and I want to help us be reminded that through faith in Christ, we are cleansed. Through faith in Christ, we are rescued from our backslidings. Like, we don't have to do those things anymore by the power of his Spirit at work within us. And the incredible thing about this is that these promises are given to a sinful and rebellious people. And I think when we consider that, just when I consider my own rebellion, my own sin, and I remember that God saved me, yet while I was still a sinner, that has the transformative power to work within me a desire to live differently in response to what Christ has done, not so that I will be saved, but because Jesus died for me, took my sins upon himself, bore my punishment in my place. All of these wonderful things should work in us to desire to live a new life. And so then, that's a lot of stuff here, just in a short drivecast devotional. And so to that point, as always, I want to lead us into prayer, lead us into a reflection. And maybe you're backsliding right now. And would this be an encouragement to you to through a response to what Christ has done, that you would no longer, that Jesus would free you from that, that you would be reminded that your sins are forgiven through faith in Christ. And would we then, again, live in response to what Christ has done? So I'm going to pray for us. As always, I want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, thank you for your word, that it instructs us and it teaches us. Thank you that you forgive us, that you place a new heart within us, and that even in our mess, our transgressions, our sins, you love us. And so allow us to respond to that love, desire to be holy as you are holy, God, as your servant Peter says in his letter in 1 Peter. Lord, would you work in us these things for righteousness, for your glory, and for our good. We surrender our lives to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.